The 5 o'clock news is sponsored by Chet's Feed Seed and Such.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Former President Trump speaks to reporters as his criminal hush money trial concludes for another day.
I'm spending a lot of time and I'm spending a lot of money, which is what they want. They want me to spend my time and my money. And I'm willing to do it because ultimately we have to fight for the Constitution.
Tomorrow, defense witness Bob Costello will be back on the stand. The chief prosecutor at the International Criminal Court is seeking arrest warrants for the leaders of Israel and Hamas over their actions during the seven-month-long war. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Congress may sanction the court over those warrants. The Dolly, the container ship which slammed and brought down the Francis Scott Key Bridge back in March, is now in Baltimore's Marine Terminal. The Dow closed down 197 points today. The NASDAQ rose 109. It closed at an all-time high. This is ABC News. American Airlines is facing a new lawsuit from a mother who claims her teenage son died as a result of the inaction of a flight crew.
I want answers.
Melissa Arzu claims a flight crew on board an American Airlines flight from Honduras to New York did not respond in time when her 14-year-old son Kevin had a medical emergency on board, and they failed to properly operate a defibrillator.
I want American Airlines to take full responsibility.
Her lawsuit alleges a crew was not trained properly and was not able to operate that defibrillator. Now she's suing American Airlines for wrongful death. American Airlines declines to comment on the case because of pending litigation. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Mickey Mouse is joining a union. Performers at Disneyland who help bring characters like him to life have chosen to join the Actors Equity Association and form a unit called Magic United. The California theme park is owned by the Walt Disney Company, which is the parent company of ABC News. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens. We have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Mostly cloudy tonight with showers and thunderstorms possible, low 58. Muggy and breezy tomorrow with rain and scattered thunderstorms. Some likely severe late in the day, high 80. Winds will be southeast 10 to 15 with gusts up to 20. And thunderstorms in the evening tomorrow night. Some strong, then drying out during the overnight with a low of 53. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and it's mostly sunny. And our current temperature is 72 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Today is Monday, May 20th. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulotz, I'm Tim Thied. The leading Democrat in the Wisconsin Assembly says she thinks her party can take the majority this year. That would mean winning 52 seats this year.
It is a big lift for us to flip 15 seats in 1 year, no question. Do I think we're building the infrastructure to do it and have the candidates to do it? I do. I think it's entirely possible.
Representative Greta Neubauer told a WisPolitics luncheon last week that lawmakers will have to be more responsive to voters under new maps, no matter who wins in November. Gas prices have risen, 7.4 cents over the last week. The average across Wisconsin today is $3.37 per gallon. That is 2.3 cents lower than a month ago and over 10 cents lower than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, predicts good news with their summer travel forecast that comes out on Tuesday. Prices over the next few months will stay far under record levels and should continue trending lower as we get closer to July 4th. Five affordable housing developments are getting extra funding. The housing crisis here in Madison is extraordinary, worse than much bigger cities like Nashville or Austin. The Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority is giving tax credits to the five projects. They'll create 450 units, and more than a half will have to be for lower-income renters. State officials and developers say these developments will make a dent in Madison's housing crisis, but there's a lot more work to do. You might have noticed more patrols on the Beltline. State troopers and Dane County deputies are increasing their presence on Madison's most used highway. WSDOT Secretary Craig Thompson says they're seeking more of what they call risky driving behaviors, extreme speeding, aggressive driving, and using the flex lane when it's closed. He even says one morning they caught a driver on the Beltline going 120 miles per hour. Those extra patrols will continue through the summer. A motorcyclist was injured in a crash Friday night after eluding sheriff's deputies. The Richland County Sheriff's Department reports attempting to stop Benjamin Peterson, 29 of Mazamania, around 720 on State Highway 60. Peterson began to flee the deputy while heading eastbound at a high rate of speed. Deputies decided to terminate the pursuit in the interest of public safety near Schmidt Lane after Peterson passed a car in a no-passing zone towards oncoming traffic. After deputies deactivated their emergency lights and siren, they checked the area and were unable to locate Benjamin Peterson or his motorcycle. A short time later, Richland County Dispatch received a 911 call about a possible motorcycle crash on State Highway 60 near County Highway TB. Deputies arrived on the scene and provided medical care with the assistance of bystanders until EMS arrived. Lone Rock EMS began medical care and transported Benjamin Peterson to Gotham, where UW MedFlight was waiting. Peterson's motorcycle was not visible from the road and was later found several hundred feet in the woods. During contact with law enforcement, Benjamin Peterson was showing signs of impairment. Charges of fleeing and eluding law enforcement, felony bail jumping, OWI, and second-degree recklessly endangering safety are pending. The Richland County Sheriff's Department was assisted on the scene by the Lone Rock Fire, Muscadet Fire, UW MedFlight, and Richland Center Police Department. The UW Police Department assisted with the OWI investigation. One person is dead after a UTV crash in Crawford County on Friday. The sheriff's office said a 79-year-old woman from Ferryville was killed when the UTV she was driving was hit by a vehicle. Investigators said the woman was crossing Highway 171 when she drove in front of a vehicle, causing the crash. The driver of the vehicle, a 69-year-old woman from Gays Mills, was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Her passenger was not hurt. The UTV driver was pronounced dead at the scene. Starting today, construction begins on part of Highway 82 in Vernon County. The Wisconsin DOT says Highway 82 between Highway 35 and Highway 27 will be resurfaced. This week, crews were marking intersections and detours, and beginning next Tuesday, Highway 82 will be closed until mid-September. The DOT says that the posted detours will use Highway 56 and Highway 14. The project will then wrap up in early October. Wisconsin Republicans are stressing party unity after this weekend's state convention in Appleton. U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde.
To the old guard, welcome the new guard. They bring new energy, new ideas. We need them to refresh our party. And to the new guard, be respectful of the old guard. They have worked tirelessly for this party, not only for years, but for decades.
Senator Ron Johnson told the state party convention that includes those with differing ideas about reproductive rights.
Trust me, I know people don't like what I'm saying. Many people in this room do not like what I am saying. I'm just laying out the reality situation, because in the end, we have to win elections.
Delegates elected Terry Dittrich and Pam Travis to the Republican National Committee. Travis helped submit a false slate of electors for Donald Trump 3.5 years ago. Wisconsin's most powerful Republican was not at the convention. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss was booed at last year's gathering. May is National Foster Care Month, and this marks a special time of the year to raise awareness about the needs of over 6,000 children and youth in the foster care system in Wisconsin, and to recognize the thousands of dedicated foster families, relative providers, social workers, and service providers who care for these youth. Vernon County Department of Human Services would like to recognize and show our appreciation to the county foster homes and relative providers. Vernon County currently has 22 foster homes that have been licensed by the county foster care coordinator. Vernon County also utilizes relatives to ensure more family connections and less disruption for children who cannot remain with their parents. Foster homes provide love, support, security, and a place to call home for children and youth. Vernon County currently has 28 children placed in licensed foster homes or in the home of a relative or family. During National Foster Care Month, Vernon County Human Services is celebrating all those who have invited a child in need into their hearts and homes and expresses appreciation to those who make foster care possible. Foster parents can change lives and offer hope to children and their families. If you know a foster parent, you are urged to thank them for all their work and compassion. Vernon County is always in need of more loving and caring foster parents. If you are interested in changing the life of a child through foster care, contact Human Services at 608-637-5210. To learn more about becoming a foster parent, visit Vernon County Department of Human Services at vernoncounty.org or the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families at dcf.wisconsin.gov/fostercare/become. And the world has some new Euchre champions crowned right here in Wisconsin. The event was held over the weekend in New Glarus, and there were hundreds of competitors. Todd and Judith Wolf from Dubuque and Madison, respectively, won the doubles contest. Meanwhile, Yamana Reddy of Chicago took home the singles prize. The weekend was a fundraiser for the New Glarus Cares Community Foundation, so they can build a new, inclusive playground. WRCO News Time is 5:13. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 608-73. 39-4440.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Today is Monday, May 20th. Jacob Carl Jake Lindscheid, 80, of Muscadet, died May 11th at Edenbrook in Platteville. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Wednesday from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. The family requests people wear a shirt from their favorite sports team to the service. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Jacob Carl Jake Lindscheid, 80, of Muscadet. Edward L. McLaren, 61, of Soldiers Grove, died Wednesday at Vernon Memorial Healthcare. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Woodstock Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 1 until the time of service at 2. The family requests memorials be directed to the family for funeral expenses. Edward L. McLaren, 61, of Soldiers Grove. Robert Bob Byrd, Jr., 67, of Hillsboro, died Thursday after a battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held this Thursday from 4 to 8, with a time of remembrance, fellowship, and a shared meal at 6 at the Field Veterans Memorial Park in Hillsboro. Memorials may be made to the Robert E. Byrd, Jr. Memorial Scholarship Fund. Robert Bob Byrd, Jr., 67, of Hillsboro. Russell William Rylander, Jr., 63, of Belleville, died Thursday at home following a brief illness. A celebration of life will be held at 11 Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Russell William Rylander, Jr., 63, of Belleville. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Reagan Marino and Dalton Hagenston had a son, Harvey John.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Mainly cloudy tonight with temperatures hovering in the mid-60s. They will fall to the mid-50s with some patchy fog possible early. But otherwise, expect to be waking up to overcast skies and rain rolling in again in the morning. Claps of thunder become more likely around lunch, and the severe weather threat strikes especially into the evening. As a cold front slams into the warm and muggy air that we're going to be feeling tomorrow with highs in the 80s, breezy winds out of the southeast gusting up to 20 miles per hour, the cold front will spark up these strong storms, packing heavy downpours of nearly an inch of rainfall, large hail, and a tornado or two possible. Storm Prediction Center currently has us in an enhanced risk, which is a Category 3 out of 5 on the severe weather scale. With an outbreak of severe storms likely, make sure you're prepared now and stay weather savvy. Know where your safe place is in case you find yourself in a tornado warning. A warning means that rotation has been identified or a tornado has been confirmed on the ground. Either way, that's the time to take shelter and put your safety plan into place. As the rain rolls out of here tomorrow night, the sunshine will come back out for Wednesday, but we'll be stuck with breezy winds and cooler temperatures with highs just scraping the low 70s. We'll be under abundant sunshine on Thursday, quite pleasant, into the upper 70s before the next system strikes on Friday. While it'll be calm during the day, we will see clouds increasing by lunch and showers and storms again hitting by Friday night. We'll continue to see periods of rain on Saturday, and more showers and spotty storms are possible into Sunday as well. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is partly sunny and 72 degrees after a daytime high of 73 and a morning low of 59. Yesterday's high was 78 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1972 is 91 degrees with a record low of 29 set back in 1954. Last year's high was 74 with a low of 41. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:24 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:32. The winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 29.81, and we have received 1 8/100 of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 72 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be.
At Schwartz Insurance, when we say we can customize your insurance policy, we really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estate, agribusiness and farm, business health and life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Reddish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
And here with today's sports report is WRCO's Michael Hernan.
The home talent baseball season started yesterday. Here are the results from yesterday's game. First, starting in the West Division, Dodgeville defeated Pine Bluff Mount Horeb 7-4. Hollandale defeated Belleville 7-3. Arena takes care of Argyle 3-2. Shulsburg Benton was the winner over Wyota 3-2. Verona defeated Blanchardville 9-2. And Ridgeway defeated Muscadet 7-4 in 11 innings. In the North Division, Cross Plains defeated Reedsburg 10-5. Sauk Twins was the winner over Middleton 3-2. Wisconsin Dells shutted out Ashton 1-0. And Wanakee defeats Black Earth 11-7. In Brewers news, the top home run hitter in Major League Baseball did it to the Brewers twice Sunday in Houston's 9-4 win. Kyle Tucker pounded homers number 14 and 15 in the win. The Astros started hot with 4 runs in the first off starter and loser Colin Ray. They wound up winning 2 out of 3 in the weekend series. Milwaukee goes on the road to start a series in Miami against the Marlins tonight. Joe Ross is scheduled to start the game. In Packers news, heading into his second season as a starter, Packers quarterback Jordan Love is listed among the top 10 at his position in the NFL. CBS Sports released its off-season rankings last weekend. At the top of the list are Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes and San Francisco 49ers leader Brock Purdy. Love is called one of the most dazzling players to watch late last season, and he's expected to keep moving up. For now, he's at number 10, just ahead of former Packer Aaron Rodgers of the Jets in 11th. In Wisconsin Badger basketball news, former Badger star Micah Potter says Greg Gard is the best X's and O's guy he's ever been around. He tells writers at the Bucky's fifth quarter website he has no doubt that Gard needs to be the coach of Wisconsin. Potter is in the NBA now. He thinks the Badgers would have been a Final Four team in 2020 if not for COVID. And the Ohio native says whether it's as a city or as a college town, Madison blows Columbus out of the water. In Bucks news, if the Bucks don't hang on to Patrick Beverley and his passion, they may have his replacement right in their own backyard. Former first-round NBA draft pick Ty Washington has been producing impressive numbers with the Wisconsin Herd. He averaged more than 21 points and 8 assists a game last season. Behind the Buck Pass points to the potential the 22-year-old offers and joins the group, hoping the team signs Washington to another two-way deal. In other news, Jim Otto, the Hall of Fame center known as Mr. Raider for his durability through a litany of injuries, has died. The team confirmed Otto's death Sunday night. He was 86. The cause of death was not immediately known. Otto joined the Raiders for their inaugural season in the American Football League in 1960 and was a fixture on the team for the next 15 years. He never missed a game because of injuries and competed in 210 consecutive regular season games and 308 straight total contests despite undergoing 9 operations on his knees during his playing career. His right leg was amputated in 2007. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
U.S. Cellular new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What are you paying for home internet? It's time to save and head to your nearest local U.S. Cellular store. See us in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
Get ready for the thrill of the 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals, happening this year, June 14th, 15th, and 16th. Be there for special introductions starting at 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday night and 11:30 on Sunday, followed by exciting performances. Don't miss the annual rodeo parade Saturday at 10:30 a.m. It's a weekend packed with entertainment, showcasing the finest high school athletes. Join us in Richland Center for the ultimate rodeo experience.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Soybeans and corn were higher Monday. Cattle and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines, the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans are sharply higher on speculative and technical buying. There's been more heavy rain to start the week in southern Brazil, further delaying harvest and damaging crops. Stateside, it should be another week of largely mixed planting progress. July beans were up 20 at 1248. August was 17 and 3 quarters higher at 1243. July bean meal was up $5.30 at $3.74.10. July soybean oil is 105 points higher at $46.32. Corn was up on speculative and technical buying, monitoring the U.S. planting delays with parts of the region expected to see heavy rain and even severe weather. There is the potential for much-needed rain in second crop corn areas of Brazil. July corn was 8 higher at 460.5, and September was up 8.5 at 471. And wheat was sharply higher on speculative and technical buying. Weekend storms in parts of the central and southern U.S. plains might have damaged some U.S. winter wheat. Frost and dry weather continue to hit wheat hard in the Black Sea region. July Chicago is up 37.5 at 688.75. July Kansas City was 35 higher at 696.75. July Minneapolis wheat was up 27.75 at 739.25. Live cattle were mixed out of this week's widespread direct cash cattle business. Megan Grebner has more on that in a moment. June live is up 42 at 181.47. August was down 50 at 178.55. With that higher move in corn, August feeders were $1.37 lower at 258.47. And hogs were mostly higher on spread trade and the higher midday move in pork. June lean was 42 cents higher at 96.92. The July contract was a dime lower at 99.95. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from 4 geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, 2024. So don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
It was a typically quiet Monday for direct cash cattle trade. Show lists this week are mixed. Higher in Kansas, somewhat lower in Nebraska, and lower in Texas. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. Significant trade volume could hold out until sometime midweek or later. Box beef, end of the day mixed with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice down 75 cents at $3.12.70. Select closed at $1.95 higher at $2.99.35. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head, up 4,000 on the weekend, down a little more than 5,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply lower with a light negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 214 with a weighted average of 86.43. The Iowa Minnesota closed 359 lower with a weighted average of 85.82. The Western Corn Belt closed 293 lower with a weighted average of 85.79. Pork values closed higher, up 92 cents at 101.77, and estimated hog slaughter was 482,000 head, up 19,000 on the week and up a little less than 10,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Get agronomic insights for your area with GrowSmart Live from BASF. Download the app now from any app store. U.S. corn and soybean planting continues to make mixed progress. That's due to widespread rainfall across parts of the Midwest and Plains last week, with more in the forecast this week. USDA says 70% of U.S. corn has been planted and 52% of soybeans are planted. More news is next.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Livestock Economist says improved drought conditions could set the stage for expansion in the cattle industry. University of Missouri Scott Brown says rain has been important.
The ability to get some forage supplies in reserve maybe is more likely than it looked a few months earlier. Does that trigger expansion.
A member of the Senate Ag Committee says lawmakers have a lot of work to do before a new farm bill is signed into law. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall says the House has made progress with a markup expected this week.
I think they're a little bit ahead of what's going on in the Senate. I remain optimistic, but we still have to put the farm back in the farm bill.
The Kansas Republican tells Brownfield the Senate's framework does not provide enough attention to crop insurance. USDA says milk production in April was slightly lower than March and April of 2023. USDA says April milk production was 19.1 billion pounds nationwide. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Post-emergence contingencies. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience. Enlist field specialist Andy Carriger says there are several reasons a second post-herbicide application could be necessary. He tells Brownfield, from herbicide failures to heavy weed pressure, growers should be prepared to make a second post-emergence herbicide pass. More after this.
Farming comes with trade-offs. An extra pass means dinner in the cab. An early morning becomes a late night. Unnecessary restrictions turn into headaches. But when you make Enlist herbicides the foundation of your herbicide program, the trade-offs will be in your favor. Effective weed control that's ready to work when you are. Flexible tank mix options and neighbor-friendly applications, all without the need to jump through hoops. See what you'll gain with America's most trusted herbicide system protecting your Enlist E3 soybean fields at Enlist.com.
Throughout the growing season, you're tasked with making tough choices, starting with the seed, reading all that trial data. You even have your neighbors weigh in. And when you do plant that smart decision, how you'll protect it, well, that's an easy choice. The soybean herbicide portfolio from Corteva Agriscience. With products like Sonic Herbicide, you'll be complementing your Enlist system with the soybean residual protection that'll tackle the toughest weed challenges all season long. See how a program approach can help you protect every acre at Corteva.us.
Is an Enlist field specialist for Corteva Agriscience and says if a post-emergence herbicide application is not a complete success, farmers might need to come back with a second post-emerge application.
Some of the reasons for herbicide failure are within the grower's control, but some are not. A few examples within your control might include, you know, the selection of the herbicides. If you use the wrong chemistries for the wrong weeds, you know, that's a recipe for failure. If you don't use full rates, especially on tough-to-control weeds, you're going to see some weed escapes like, you know, water hemp species and pigweed family. The timing of application, this is where I see the biggest variability in control is application timing. If you apply when weather conditions are poor, dry, too wet, weeds are too tall, then you're going to find you probably need a second application.
He tells Brownfield growers should be scouting to see if a post-emergence application fails.
You need to look for your signs of injury on the weeds and see if there's any particular signs of regrowth on those particular weeds. Also, you need to watch for any new seedling emergence. And in heavy weed situations or extended wet period, you'll see that. If you're growing E3 soybeans and you've applied either Enlist One or Enlist Duo herbicide, you'll want to wait at least close to 2 weeks, even 3 weeks, before deciding a second post is absolutely necessary. The 2,4-D choline and Enlist herbicides is very effective at controlling weeds, but it doesn't happen immediately. It does take some time. If you think you need a second post-emergent application, considerations to keep in mind are your soybean growth stage, are your herbicides, can they safely be used at that point? And also the weed height. Will it be possible for the herbicides to control the weeds? For those growing Enlist E3 soybeans, my first recommendation is a post-emergent tank mix of Enlist One plus Liberty herbicides, along with a residual like a Metolachlor or Everprex herbicide.
Find more resources on this and other crop protection topics at Corteva.us/profit. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience.
That old man
off the land. Dirty hands and a clean soul. It breaks his heart seeing foreign cars filled with fuel it isn't ours. And wearing cotton we didn't grow. He's got the red, white, blue, blind high on the farm. Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag. In the back it says USA. He won't buy nothing that he can't fix. With WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench. He ain't printed dust. Made in America. He loves his wife and she's that wife that decorates on the 4th of July, but says every day is Independence Day. She's golden rule, teaches school. Some folks say it isn't cool, but she says the pledge of allegiance anyway. Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag. In the back it says USA. Won't buy nothing that he can't fix. With WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench. He ain't prisoners. He's just made in America.
Classic Statler Brothers with I'll Be the One. Before that, we had Toby Keith with Made in America. And I'm Tim Thied. I'll be here till the 8 o'clock hour tonight bringing you some great music and information. And if you're tuning in thinking you might be wondering where high school baseball is at, well, pretty much all our broadcasts we're going to have tonight, and a bunch of the area teams, they canceled their games because of the rain. As a result of that, yeah, they didn't have the game because of we received an inch and 8/100ths of rain. And that's according to the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge. And talking more tomorrow. Tomorrow sounds like it's not going to be a fun day tomorrow. Talking about maybe some scattered to severe storms tomorrow night. Maybe possibly a tornado or two in some of the area or down in Wisconsin. I don't know if we'll get that, but we'll keep you informed right here on WRCO. But anyways, be prepared for some weather that could be severe. And as I said, we'll keep you up to date if any severe weather comes into the area right here on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. If you do want to listen to some baseball, the Brewers are in action. They're in Miami taking on the Marlins, hoping for a win after losing the series that they played against Houston. They lost that series 2-1. So they're taking on Miami, and that game is currently underway, and they're going into the bottom of the first inning. No score yet, so it's really early. But if you'd like to listen to the Brewers and root them on, hopefully they come away with a victory, you can listen on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450.
Loss of sleep, feeling tired for no reason, feeling low or anxious, hearing voices. If you are experiencing these symptoms, they shouldn't be ignored or brushed aside in hopes they will go away. Like other diseases, we need to address mental health concerns early, identify the underlying illness, and plan an appropriate course of action on a path towards overall health. Take a mental health screening and find out more at mentalhealthamerica.net. May is National Mental Health Month. This message has been brought to you as a public service from WRCO. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
100.9 WRCO.
Your kiss turned me to stone. I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we trying to write a song, I run the risk that I could get your perfect wrong. And well, I guess what I'm trying to say is there ain't words been made could shoulder so much weight. And if you turn your back on me, walked away, not a thing about the way I feel would change. There's just some things that leave a man
like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heartbreak, oh, I love you anyway. Even if I knew I love you anyway.
Didn't need of those one-night stands. I don't need to talk. I don't need no shrink. I don't need to dance or hear what you think. A big jerk, but I'm here to treat myself to a little bit of self-work. If you'd sit down on that stool any other night, I'd be buying you drinks, feeding you lines, working on a real good time. But tonight I don't need to talk. I don't need no shrink. I don't need to dance or hear what you think.
Feeling that